You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's up, gentle listeners, and thank you so much for tuning in for another VGN special. I'm your host, Rachel Privette, and this episode is brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. It is Super Bowl week, and I am joined by a very familiar face. If you're watching on the YouTube channel, you can see that I am joined by Philadelphia Eagles offensive tackle Jordan Mailata. What's up, Jordan? How are you feeling today?
Hey, Rach. Pleasure having me here today. Thank you. Feeling good.
Yeah, like I mentioned, Super Bowl week, I'm sure you have a lot going on. You're joining me on behalf of Toyota, the official automotive partner of the NFL, to celebrate a big moment for this week. It's actually Lunar New Year this week. And so Toyota has brought in chef and football fan David Chang to create a Lunar New Year inspired tailgate challenge, which is going to be shared on his podcast next week, from February 12th to February 20th. And so can you just tell me how you came about, you know, this idea to do this challenge and teaming up with Chef David Chang?
Yeah, I think that just the representation, you know, like you said, Toyota just became the official automated partner for the NFL. And, you know, Toyota being an international brand, I myself am an international, you know, player and prospect with the NFL. So that's how we came about this. We wanted to bridge the connection between the NFL and the power that Toyota has with the influence they have in the community. Yeah, they're a well-known brand that's been around for a long time. So when you connect the NFL and Toyota, we want to bring the excitement and everything that the NFL has to offer to back to the community. So that's where it begins.
And so he's going to be trying to come up with some different type of tailgate options, tailgate meals for this challenge. But we're going into the Super Bowl weekend. And so what would you say is like your go-to food item for like a tailgate or a Super Bowl party?
So I've never actually been to a tailgate.
Okay. I mean,
not like a real, real tailgate, but just based off, you know, just being cultural.
Yeah.
Probably number one, you got to have wings.
Fair.
For sure. You have to have wings. And I know that one for sure. Two, I would probably have like meat pies. It's just an Australian thing, but that's one thing I would have at my tailgate, and sausage rolls too. What else? Well, I don't know what else is a staple. What are staples? Because again, I've never been to a tailgate.
Wings are definitely one. So I got to ask you, like, are you a drum or flat guy?
I'm either. I can turn a flat into a drumstick, so you know it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Well, I'm excited to see what Chef has in store. I mean, he's a world-renowned chef for a reason. Mm-hmm. And I think Chef's going to do a great job of putting his spice and his flavor into the works. I mean, again, just to take the focus back to Lunar New Year, it's a great opportunity.
That's awesome. And so I'm going to ask you some questions about football. The fans definitely want to know some of these answers. First and foremost, it was recently announced earlier this week that the Philadelphia Eagles are making history as the first ever NFL team to play and host an NFL game in South America. And so when you found out this news, what were your initial thoughts learning that you guys are going to be kicking off the 2024 season in Brazil?
I mean, I thought it was awesome. You think about when they took us to London, we were the first game too in London. So I think that's pretty cool. Again, we get to be the first game international wise in a new country. Excited to go to Brazil and learn about, you know, what makes Brazil Brazil. We're excited to learn a little bit of Portuguese. That'll be nice.
Yeah.
I'm excited to experience whatever they have to offer down there, especially what we're allowed to do. Whatever we're allowed to do when we're down there, but excited to bring NFL to Brazil and represent the Philadelphia Eagles.
And all of our fans know that you're from Australia and you actually grew up playing rugby. And so how important would you say that it is for the NFL to continue its international expansion?
Again, just continuing making the bridge between the countries is going to be however big you want to expand the market is up to the NFL, but they got to keep doing it. I mean, this is a great sport, ultimate team sport in my opinion. So they got to keep doing it. This is a great opportunity to expand the market and get that exposure internationally and try and grow the sport just outside of America, you know?
Yeah.
So this is good.
The 2023 NFL season did not end how you guys wanted it to, but what were just your overall thoughts on how the season panned out?
I thought we started out hot for sure, but little things execution wise, not executing when coaches put us in good positions, and that really had a snowball effect, and ultimately led to our downfall, not making enough corrections. And although we had some moments in the year where we played great football as a team, we got to be more consistent. And so that's where I'm at with it. I'm disappointed that we're not playing in the Super Bowl this week. I'm disappointed that I'm here and ready to road to with you, to be honest.
Yeah.
But, that's how the – not in that way, but, I want to be playing the Super Bowl, especially paced a bit last season.
Yes.
That's why – I guess that's what we wake up every day and put the pads on is to go out and win Super Bowls. And so, I'm disappointed, but at the same time, I'm thankful for the lessons that I learned this year. Excited to go back out there.
What would you say is one of the lessons that you learned from this past season?
The urgency to be consistent. That is something that we need to adapt to and live by. We got to have urgency always, but always have the urgency to be consistent. Like the want and will to be consistent, consistently good week in and week out, because this can be monotonous. And, if you don't recognize those things, they can quickly snowball again, create that snowball effect. And once you get to the end of the season, it's too late. So, those are things that I learned this year.
The Eagles recently.
Sorry to be so deep.
No, it's okay. We want to know where your head is at. But the Eagles recently hired new offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore. Have you spoke with him yet? What are you familiar with when it comes to his offensive system?
As in terms of familiarity, I'm not sure yet, just because I haven't gotten time to really break out the iPad and watch what he's done, to a T. But just based off what he's put out there on the resume and, playing against him the last, you go back when he was at Dallas, he's done a great job. They had a great offense, and the stats don't lie, and you can't deny that. So I have met with Kellen. I met with him when he came to the building. And he also popped me a text after, so great dude. And I hear nothing but great things about him, so I'm excited to see the direction that he takes our offense into.
When you were drafted in 2018, you were among a lot of other offensive lineman players. There were a lot of offensive lineman veterans in your room that you have been talking about, talking with, like Jason Kelce, Lane Johnson, Big V, players like that. And so who are some of the younger players on the team that you've maybe taken under your wing?
Probably Tyler Steen. We drafted him. In the third round, I think it was, early third round, maybe early second round, one of those rounds. But Tyler Steen, trying to get around him a lot more, just to talk to him about just life off the field and life on the field, how he's dealing with things, even just down to the things of how he's taking notes, just to see what he's soaking in from the meetings. Those are things that I can help him out with. Just I like to be very detailed in the meeting room. When it comes to just breaking down plays and what coach is talking about, because our meeting room can be very monotonous, but also very intense, and some things can fly over your head because it's happened to me. It's taken me a long time to get to where I am now, and that's because of veterans like Jason Kelce, Isaac Seumalo, who was here with us and is now at Pittsburgh, Big V, Jason Peters, Brandon Brooks, Lane Johnson, all those guys have taught me how to prepare and taught me how to take notes, and it's just something that I'm trying to pass on to the young guys.
Okay, and my last question, you're a music guy. We all know that you can sing. And so Usher's performing at the halftime on Sunday. What's your like favorite Usher song?
Shoot. What's my favorite Usher song? I'm trying to think. Oh, actually, there is a one that isn't on anything else but YouTube, Milk Carton by Usher.
Okay.
If you're a real Usher fan, you know that. You know, so that's probably my all-time favorite right there, Milk Carton.
Okay, I'm going to look it up. I'm definitely going to look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
But thank you for joining me on behalf of Toyota. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks, Rach. Appreciate it.